I graduated from El Dorado High School in 1976. Throughout high school, I had attended the youth group of a Presbyterian church in Placentia, California, where we lived. It was there that I received Christ and began my walk with the Lord. However, after graduation, I found the transition into the adult congregation a bit rough. I was a true child of the 70s, with long hair, a burly beard, and overalls. Shoes were optional. The folks at Placentia Presbyterian were kind and loving people, but they also wore suits and ties to church. That, along with all the liturgical formalities, stand up, read this prayer, sit down, stand up, sing this song, made it difficult for me to fit in. I began to wander a bit until one evening later that summer. My friend Mark Hill and his brother Keith had a pool table in their garage. It was our custom to open the door, shoot pool, and hang out. Anyone from school or other friends who drove by would see us out there, stop by, and join the party. One night, a friend of Keith's, Dan Roach, came by. We all had dirt bikes, and Keith and Dan often rode together. Dan attended Yorba Linda Friends Church and was part of an off-road riding club they had called Barney's Bikers, named after the pastor, Barney Schaefer. John Wimber had been the associate pastor at the church for several years. At the time, I didn't know any of these people. Dan started to tell us about this little group that was meeting across the street from the church after the Sunday evening service. As he talked, this weird notion popped into my head. I should go to that group. I didn't know anyone there except Dan, and he was just a friend of my friend's older brother. But all week, the thought was pervasive. I really needed to go to that group. I realize now that thought was from the Holy Spirit. But at the time, I had no grid for understanding that. As much as I had learned at the Presbyterian Church, there was never any mention of the Holy Spirit, spiritual gifts, or anything of that nature. Other than the words to some of the hymns we sang, I would have thought they believed in the Holy Binity, Father and Son. Sunday night arrived. I got in my car and drove to Yorba Linda. I knew where the church was, and as I pulled up, I thought, there's a house across the street with a bunch of cars parked out front. This must be the place. I walked in and was greeted warmly by several people. Right away, I felt at home. Many of them were my age and dressed similarly to me. After a few minutes, a guy with long hair and a beard stepped into the room carrying a guitar in one hand and a wooden stool in the other. I learned later that his name was Carl Tuttle. I found my people, I thought. I was used to the formality of the Presbyterian church, and this was the polar opposite. No one said anything. No opening prayer or take your seats. Carl just sat down and started strumming. That was the signal. Everyone gathered around. Some sat on couches, others on the floor, a few stood and started singing. I wasn't accustomed to one song going directly into the next, but that was the protocol here. After about two or three songs, something strange happened to me. I began to cry. I didn't know.